Well, it's a great privilege for us to be back here in Houston, and I really appreciate our invite. We had a great time last year. We didn't win the game, but I really feel like it moved our program forward. And we've had a very good year. Had some adversity along the way. Our kids handled it tremendously, and this is a reward for our kids. And they're very excited, along with our staff, our administration, our president. We are in the process, as I said, rebuilding a program. Again, last year did a great job for us. The hospitality here was great. I'm dressed up today, but I'm from the state of Kansas, town of 2000. If I could have, I'd wore my boots and jeans. So I really fit. I really fit in Houston. And, it's a great bowl game for us. We recruit the state of Texas. Texas is a great state for high school football. We were talking about that before. People love football in this state. And, we can't ask for a better opportunity. And being on ESPN, the viewers and the people that watch the game was great exposure for us a year ago, and really, really helped recruiting. So, again, we're very thankful, and we're excited. And we did win the rodeo bowl, so we have to get in there and defend that. And like I said, we had a good time. And now we need to move our program forward. There's no question about that. And, our goal certainly this time around is just not to be happy to be here, but certainly represent you all. And we have a chance to win 9 games. It's only been done 7 times in the history of Minnesota. And we have a chance to, win a bowl game, and we need to do that. So with that, I'll take any questions at this time.
Hey, Coach, you talked about how it helped recruiting down here. What are some of the ways that playing in this bowl game for maybe a second time is going to help you get players out of Texas, which is a place you've had some players come from?
Well, we've been real successful. We look at, I've been there 3 years. Our freshman of the year have been all 3 defensive players, and they're all from the state of Texas. And so they're excited about that. Our starting running back, David Cobb, who's had a great year, is from Killeen, Texas. So there's no question it's an impact. We've got 2 or 3 coaches that have coached in the state of Texas in small college football and high school. So, again, you can't put a price on exposure. And, again, they love football here in this state. So I think that's why this bowl game is a great bowl game, because of the passion of the fans. And, we're pulling up today, and you get a chance to play in this stadium, and it doesn't get much better than that.
Jerry, you mentioned about Cobb. According to the release, he was not on your opening depth chart. What made him get to where he is right now?
Well, I think it's like any kids. I always talk about when recruiting, sometimes kids come in and they're apple. I always use the apple theory, is that they're a little bit green, and sometimes it takes them a little longer to get to be that red apple. And David's one of those kids that, kind of matured through the program. We had an injury, and he stepped up, and he just played great football for us, and has had a great year. And so I'm happy for him. He's worked very hard, and it's a great lesson for our young players. Sometimes you just don't get everything in life right now. You have to earn it and work for it. And he's done that, and certainly he's helped us get to where we're at.
Did you touch on the adversity you suggested that your team is overcoming?
Well, I think it's well documented, my situation a little bit. And, it's been a story throughout the country, and something that, sometimes you shy away from a little bit. But I am an epileptic. I don't apologize for it. And had some things happen through the year, and our coaching staff did a great job of coming together. Our kids did, and that's what I mean. They could have went the other direction, but they rallied around the situation and really stepped it up, and that's really when we kind of turned the corner in our program. So, unique situation. I'm proud of our players, and I'm proud of our coaches. Our coaches, we've got 7 guys, I think, that have been with me 13 years or more. We've got, our strength coach been with me 21 years. We have the longest tenure in coaching staff in college football that have been together. And you don't hear about that, very often, And you look at the USA Today, and they're talking about the coach they interviewed. He'd been 4 places in 4 different years. and as an assistant coach. And so we have a unique situation. We've all come up the hard way, so to speak. And I started coaching high school football at Midwest City High School in Oklahoma. And actually, one of the players on that team was Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State. So I've come a long way, and we all have, you know. I can remember working for $250 a month at Pittsburgh State University, living in a trailer house. And my wife back there 30 years put up with it. So I'm pretty lucky, pretty fortunate guy, blessed man.
You mentioned that the players could have gone the other way because of your situation. What were some keys that kept that from happening?
Our coaches, and you know, Coach Clay's did a great job. But really, our coaches, there's not egos in the room. And I think that's why we've been together so long. I mean, everybody, you know, I don't sit there and say, hey, this is the way it's going to be, and no, I don't want any input. We've always had input. We've worked together, and so when something happens, you know, everybody knows what to do. It's not like it's a big situation, but our coaches did a great job. But you really got to give, this game's about the players, and our players did a great job. I mean, when I walked into practice, you know, it was a different. They stepped it up. I didn't have to say, hey, get over here to the next drill. They just did it, and so it made it easier on me. And our team excelled through that situation, and you know, we beat Nebraska, we, you know, beat Penn State. Those things had four Big Ten wins in a row, and that hadn't happened in a long, long time. So you know, the credit goes to the players, really.
Coach, what's been the key, would you say, that that's been the improvement for your teams, your schools, in your third year at the program?
Well, you know, I've asked that question a lot. You know, I was at Northern Illinois previously, and the third year we got going. This is the third year. And really, it's a little bit unique at the University of Minnesota. We got the job so late. When I got hired, we honored the recruits that had already been committed. So we really only had two recruiting classes to this point. And, you know, I'm excited about where our program's going. This helps us because, you know, we get to practice those young guys that we redshirted, and then this will be our third recruiting class. But I think the key of the whole thing is the continuity of the coaching staff. You know, we've stayed together, those kids, when we recruit them. You know, they know that, you know, the continuity of what we're doing. There's not a lot of change. I don't have to spend a lot of time coaching the coaches up because, you know, you got revolving doors and you have to teach them what your philosophy is. And, you know, and then the reputation when you go somewhere else, you know, the kids buy in a little bit quicker because they said, hey, they've got proof that they can do it and get it done. So that's kind of been what we've done our whole lives. We've gone in and taken jobs that have been difficult and struggled, and we've been able to turn them around. But I'd say coaching staff and discipline. You know, most programs all have the same problems when you take them over. And part of that's discipline. And, you know, we've had four straight semesters of 3.0 or above with 120 players. That's pretty good, you know. So we've done it in the classroom, and we've done it on the field, and we're very proud of that.
And Coach, you spoke about how this is a reward for the kids this week. But how about for you and the coaching staff? You guys are a tight-knit unit. How much of a reward is it for you guys, specifically coming here to Houston, which you saw last year, which you might see this year?
Well, you know, it's the reward part of it. This time of year, I always say, if you're coaching during Thanksgiving and you're coaching this time of year, you got a chance to keep your job. And so that's very rewarding. But, you know, we had such a great time last year. We feel, you know, people just were great to us. And, coming down and with our coaches, families, you know, having Christmas, I mean, it's just, it bonds your football team. And for us, you know, you want to, it shows you you're moving the program forward. It shows you that, hey, people recognize that you're doing good things. So this time of year, this is what you work 365 days. In coaching, you don't get a lot of time off. And this is what you work for. And it's what you work for the kids. And so exciting time for us and where our program's headed.
Coach, it seems like teams that win bowl games are the ones that are happy to be there and they have that incentive. What will the rallying cry be, the nine wins and winning a bowl game for your guys now going forward?
Well, I think we'll talk more about winning the bowl game, really. I mean, we've talked about the nine wins, but, you know, all that, you know, it's kind of one of those things. We've kind of refocused our mission of where we want to go at the beginning of the season. Now it's about winning the bowl game. Okay, what do we got to do to win the bowl game? So we have very many variables leading up to the bowl game for us to win that thing. This is what we have to do. So we kind of refocused our goals, and that's our approach. But winning the bowl game for us is very important. Thank you, and we appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.